It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, here we go. Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Sitting in for Hunter, Kiki. Hi, hello.
Hi. Hey, good what's morning.
Up? Good morning. God, this is like your second podcast or third podcast already.
I know.
You're getting to be a regular on here.
Just filling in.
So, Valentine's Day. Oh, woe is me.
Doing all the jabs around here. Yeah.
Well, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. However, it's going to be a little different this year.
Oh, how so?
Valentine's Day. There's the big red hearts filled with the gamble chocolate or the tiny chalk heart-shaped antacids. I know I make you nauseous. Here's a Tums with Hug Me written on it. Maybe that'll help.
So, for the first time since 1901, all right, the candy hearts with the messages on them, the original ones anyway, you can't buy them.
Oh.
So the company...
Gotta get them on the black market now.
That's right. Now, obviously, there's knockoff brands and everything, but the original ones, the OG candy hearts, made by Necco, N-E-C-C-O. Necco? Maybe it's Necco. Anyway.
I can't remember.
So, they went out of business. And won't be making them this year. However, the company that bought Necco is bringing them back next year.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I never liked the candy hearts.
No, they're the worst.
They're horrible.
But it's like tradition.
That's
okay,
true.
Fun fact, real quick. Speaking of these chalk antacid, you know, candy hearts, one time, it's actually part of my worst Valentine's Day gift ever story.
Really?
Yeah. So when I was a kid at recess, my boyfriend, who I later found out was dating Becky.
Becky, you slut.
Oh
God, Becky.
He was a two-timer, as we like to say it.
Jeez.
He gave me a half-eaten box of those same candies.
He got hungry.
Yeah.
Waiting for you.
Half-eaten
on
box.
The swings. That's hilarious.
I think that Becky gave it to him. He ate some and then gave it to me.
Oh.
I don't know.
He gave the other half
but
to
I've
Becky.
But I've been traumatized. Yeah. In a Ziploc bag or something. At least maybe I got the OG box.
That's true.
Yeah.
You got the actual part.
I've been traumatized ever since. When I see those heart candies.
Did Becky get a nice like handmade card?
I think she got like the gamble chocolates.
Oh, she got
She got like gamble chocolates. I got a half-eaten chalky heart candy
do
box.
We've been married for quite some time and we don't really make a big deal about Valentine's Day at this point.
Nope. I did pretty good last year with you though. Remember that crate? That man crate?
Oh yeah, you
that
did.
Was that was pretty fun.
That was 2 years
two
ago.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah, you didn't do anything
yeah,
last
we
year.
Yeah, we kind of just sporadically get each other stuff here and there. So we don't really focus on one day.
You know, I'm a fan of love. I'm a romantic at heart.
Yeah.
So I enjoy that. I don't like the commercialization of Valentine's Day when you really look at it that way, but I don't think there's anything wrong with buying someone a thing of chocolates or maybe some flowers, you know. I try and buy you flowers.
Yeah, you pretty much do
enough.
Almost every year. I'd say
on Valentine's
close.
Day, Valentine's I get you something small, because it's just, well, unfortunately, the prices always go up around this time of year.
Yeah.
And there's no flowers out there growing, so I can't pick you some from the garden next to our house.
Yeah, that's true.
The neighbor's garden.
Mm-hmm.
But do you want anything special this year for Valentine's Day?
No,
you
what
do?
Sucks is we're dieting. So even if you were to get me some gamble chocolates, I'd feel really depressed eating them.
Yeah.
I would like them, but I shouldn't like them.
You'd be crying the whole time.
Yeah.
What?
It's kind of like those cheese balls I ate earlier. I ate the whole can.
You know it's a little thing
because
called
they're
willpower.
There. I don't have it, and I've told you that.
That's true. I don't have it,
so you can't put it in front of my face or I'll eat it.
What if I give you one piece of chocolate?
You know what?
A day.
Cheese.
You want cheese?
Yes.
You want some like specialty cheeses?
I love cheese just as much as I love chocolate.
That's true.
And I can't have chocolate right now. I can't have sugar. So if you would just... If you would build me a cheese plate, that's what I want is a cheese plate.
You want some charcuterie?
A Valentine's Day cheese plate with the little flags labeled, you know, Gouda, you know, whatever, all the cheeses.
What if I made your Gouda in my book?
Yeah, if you want to go to that extent.
Your booty is Gouda to me.
I'll chuckle to that.
I Swiss you when you're gone. Like, I miss you when you're gone?
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
Yeah? You cheddar not be cheating on me or I'll murder you.
Those are great.
Not bad.
A great start.
Not bad.
Work on it. Yep.
Yeah.
Label my cheeses. Throw me a little cheese.
I'm provolone-ly when you're not around. Oh, my God. I should be in marketing. What else do we got? I'm trying to think of something for like Havarti. Havarti.
I'm very Havarti today.
I've Havarti shaved my package for tonight.
Oh,
no,
wow.
No.
I appreciate that, actually.
Okay, cool. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'll clean it up for you. Now.
So I want a cheese tasting.
Okay.
At home with my robe on, maybe a little bubble bath.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, if you're listening, ask your lady. There's nothing wrong
just
with
ask
asking.
Ask her what she wants.
That's
yeah.
the big thing. Most Absolutely. Guys are like, oh, I got to think of something. Ask her. Because more than likely, you're going to screw it up. And that's not knocking guys, but let's be honest. We don't always really dig deep.
Right. And the Gamble chocolates, you know, yeah. kind of old-fashioned. So yep. If you are wanting to get, like, sweets, if your girl can eat sweets and she loves sweets,
yep.
you know, go somewhere like gourmet. Go yeah. to, like, a cafe and actually pick up, like, some, like, hand-pick some
yeah,
really nice
some
chocolates.
Unique
and unique or strawberries.
Unique things, yeah.
Chocolate-covered strawberries, yeah. you know. Mm. Yeah. And she'll see that it's a unique order that was picked out just for her.
Just for
mm-hmm.
her.
But just food, her. Just like men, I think food is the way to our hearts.
That's true. You women don't like to admit it, but it's true.
Yeah.
If you can, if you give a woman sustenance, she'll be all right.
What do you want for Valentine's Day?
You know exactly what I want for Valentine's Day.
Do you want anything else?
Though? No, nothing else. I don't need chocolates. I don't need flowers. I don't need a card. I want one thing
right,
and one thing only.
We'll do that first because... cheese makes me bloated. I don't want it to ruin Valentine's
Fine.
Day.
Fine by me. Fine by me. Now, here's the thing, and I'll do Valentine's Eve.
A lot of sodium in that cheese.
I'll do Valentine's Day Eve or the day after Valentine's Day. I'll mm-hmm. take my gift either one if you want to do that, but yes, I understand.
How about what's the month, March 14th?
Yeah, January, February, March 14th is Steak and BJ Day.
Right.
So
do we have to do that too?
No, if you give me something good on Valentine's Day, I'll let you off the hook on March 14th.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to, I'm not going to hate it. You know, I'm not going to be like, no, get out of here, you.
You? I'll think about it. I don't know how to cook steak.
Well, and really, the thing is, too, is I don't care. Again, the whole point of that is not the steak. It's the BJ part of it.
I'm really concerned about the steak part, though.
No, don't worry
don't
about
hung
it.
Up
don't
on the steak.
I burn it for all I care. I don't care. Focus on the other part of that scenario. That's the big part.
All right.
So cheese plate for you.
Yep.
And I mean, maybe like one peanut butter cup. How about that? So you don't
for
lose.
Me.
Yeah, for you. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I know you love peanut butter.
Oh, if you can find a Reese's, like, you know, like they have the Easter eggs or
the
ghost, the holiday special ones.
Yeah.
If you can find me like a heart or like a Cupid shaped Reese's
I think
cup,
they do the hearts.
I think so too. Yeah. That's what I want.
Maybe we do that. All right. Okay. That sounds good. That's easy peasy. I like that. All right. Good.
Knocked it out.
Well, you won't be getting any candy hearts from Nico. Sorry to say.
That's okay.
Hug me. Becky, you dumb slut.
They make me sad. Thanks a lot.
All right. Don't forget to check out more on our website, WIRX.com, where you found this podcast. And, of course, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.